Today I'm here to talk about some observations I have made about the world around us. We now live in a time when traditions are being thrown to the wayside. The media is filling naive minds with what it wants them to believe is the modern morality for life. Our youth are no longer looking toward family and elders as the means to understanding the world. The once revered Gentile religions are being exposed and ridiculed. And with the help of technology, misinformation is being spread to the world. There's no better time to act than today. Although anti-Semitism still exists, there are many sympathetic ears willing to listen to the Jewish people. This has been shown through the many Noahide websites and email lists that have gone online. More importantly, there are many who are looking beyond the modern philosophies, false religions, and the media in search of what the truth really is. It is through God's mercy that so many realize that there is more than just the physicality of one's being. But how can they be sure? With so much trickery, injustice, special effects, and the mocking words of the atheist in the world today, it is far too possible for people to simply ignore or disregard the spiritual pull they feel inside. These people must know that they do have a soul, a purpose here on earth, and that there is a spiritual world with God overseeing it all. There's so much misinformation and confusion that is being spread through the world by movies, pop religions, and the media. The internet is a breeding ground for lies and deceptions. One can find thousands of web pages discussing the laws of Noah, but only a small percentage that are completely factual. How can these Gentiles be convinced of the truth, Hashem's greatness, and His love? Through observant Jewish people, of course. There are few who do not know of the pain the Jewish people have endured, and yet these Jewish people continue to stand by God, follow the commandments He gave them, and retain His divine knowledge. This devotion can be observed from the outside by those Gentiles who have the privilege of living or working in the vicinity of Orthodox Jews. But more often than not, Gentiles do not have that surrounding, and the Jews they are in contact with do not speak of God or follow His commandments. To offset these many obstacles, observant Jewish people must take a more personal and welcoming approach. This includes educating the Gentiles about the seven Noahide commandments and the spiritual reward they bring, and educating all of the Jewish people about the Gentiles' role in Torah.